Imagine it. I call it pickle feet.
Well, I mean before
plum feet.
Before anything's done to it. Let's say you had them in your store.
Plum feet.
Okay. What about a feet whose meat easily separates from the feet?
Clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans don't have to be shelled. Oh, string beans.
What are some beans that do have to be shelled? And if you say you name them, you can describe them. They don't let beans.
Well, there's two kinds of butter beans. That they're about 3 inches long, and the 3 or 4 large beans, flat beans, in a pod, and then a small, well, some people call them lima beans, and then there's a small bean the same way, only that the bean is it's flat, but it's about half as large as the other. The pod is about the same length, and they have to be shelled. And then they have field pea, if you want to get that in there.
Well, we think this is just about beans, those two kinds.
Then they have string beans. It's the bean that helps. We have to string them to prepare them. And we have another kind that's called pole beans. The Kentucky one is, you have to set poles and they run up high in your head and then snap them to prepare them.
What do you call the top of turnips? Or beef that can be eaten.
Beans, the salad.
After those were cooked and put on the table, and you'd say, here, have some.
Beans.
And a long time ago, they might say, here, have some.
Salad?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Say that again for me.
Salad.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Russian hares.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along on the ground? It's brown with dark stripes on its body.
Well, I can't think of the name of it.
Would you call it a ground squirrel or a chipmunk?
Chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Yes, there's a bunch of them around the daughter's house. They get in and eat, make holes in the ground, get into everything that's loose to eat.
Well, now, do you have them around this part of the country?
No, not up here now. In Atlanta, they have about 3 acres in their lot there, and it's woodland. You can see the little things running around there all the time. They can't get rid of
them. Well, you know, this is interesting because I have, in all the people I've talked with up here, no one can give me that word, this word. And because they're not, and I'm just going to find out, they're not native to this,
no.
to this area. And that's why nobody comes up with it. And they've all heard of chipmunk when I say it. But then
I knew what you meant from seeing them down there. In Atlanta, that's 100 miles south of it.
Well, now, I'm really from Rome, although I'm working with Emory.
Yes.
And we do have them in Rome.
You do.
But now, my home up in the mountains of North Carolina, we didn't have them.
Well, my daughter had a home about 2 miles out of town, and there's a lot of woodland that joins them there, and especially suppose, I believe she said she'd seen some chipmunks out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen one in this section. The only ones I've ever seen ran away from here.
Well, what's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
That must be a polecat.
What do you call a little creature about so big